There's a new show on Broadway that doesn't have a script, or at least not a traditional one. Is This a Room is a play based on the transcript of the FBI interrogation of Reality Winner. She's the former National Security Agency contractor who was imprisoned for leaking classified information. Alexandra Starr has the story.
Tina Satter is the conceiver and director of Is This a Room? She got the idea for the play when she stumbled on the transcript of FBI agents questioning the then 25-year-old Reality Winner.
And I just was like, this feels like a play.
Satter started the downtown New York theater group Half Straddle about a dozen years ago. She generally writes her own scripts featuring strong female protagonists. She saw that quality in Winner. 11 male FBI agents converged on Winner's home in 2017, just a few weeks after she leaked a classified report on Russian interference in the presidential election.
This girl in jean shorts standing in her house with 11 men. Like, the female body in that space was what drew me to this, for sure.
Here's the FBI interrogator talking as he cases Winner's house.
Just making sure, checking to make sure there's nobody else in there.
Yeah. And I want to make this as easy for you guys as possible.
Okay, likewise.
Satter didn't futz with the transcript. It's a word-for-word rendition.
The more we read it in the room once it was cast, we all were like, we think this can hold. We almost started to treat it like Shakespeare, like it was canonical.
When the agent asks Winner for a quiet space to talk, she mentions a room that she avoids.
You said you don't like to go in there.
It's just creepy. It's weird. It's like in addition to the kitchen that's behind the house, and it's always dirty. And
okay. We can talk back there. You fine going back there?
The menace that's implicit in those words is highlighted in the staging. Pete Simpson plays the interrogator.
We stand at a respectable distance at the beginning, but within the first 2 minutes, that distance cuts in half, right? And then it cuts in a quarter.
Emily Davis stars as Reality Winner. She says that when the play ran off Broadway, women would approach her afterwards.
I mean, I had women come up to me after the show when we did it at the Vineyard and say, like, shaking. Like, I felt so uncomfortable. And maybe guys were thinking, like, do I do that?
Elisa Solomon is a professor of arts journalism at Columbia University. She thinks Is This a Room operates on two levels. The agents are trying to convince Reality Winner to confess through their language, demeanor, and their positioning.
All of those things are a kind of con that have some parallels to the experience that we have in the theater.
Solomon also sees a political argument that Winner was acting in what she believed to be the public good. The document Winner leaked to the media site The Intercept detailed Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In one of the most emotional moments of the play, Winner explains why she did it.
With everything else that keeps getting released and keeps getting leaked, why isn't this getting out there?
Actor Emily Davis has exchanged emails and letters with Reality Winner, but she hasn't been able to meet her. The whistleblower was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and she's now under home confinement. But Winner's sister, Brittany, is set to see the play, which opened this week. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.